All right, now, have you ever dreamt about getting a massage while you're sitting at your desk at work? I was just thinking that. I mean, I don't technically have a desk. I've got this little desk here, and I've got a bit of a jippy shoulder, and I was thinking, oh, it'd be lovely if somebody could just come and give me a rub while we're... while we're on air. Well, our next guest is going to tell you how you can turn that dream into reality. Ronelle Boats is the owner of organic body and hair care products company Touch by Africa, and she's launched is launching a women's empowerment program called From Shack to Shareholder. Ronelle, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit more about From Shack to Shareholder.
It's a program that I've been running for a few years now, and it's always been funded by Touch by Africa through our sales and our services. But it limits us to, you know, how many girls we can assist over a year period. The idea is that the business is sustainable, and if too much of the funds are directed to a training program, then it just makes it so much slower. So we've decided to actually register it as a nonprofit to be able to do more. And the program's basically, we take young women that's really experienced the worst of the worst. Unfortunately, we have very high statistics when it comes to, domestic violence and violence against women. And some of it is really aggressive. You know, the worst would be being sold as a child bride to a man you don't know. And the least of it would be to be programmed to think that you are weak and won't be able to stand on your own. So you either stay with your parents or you get married and be a mother and a woman, and that is your limitations. So it's a wide spectrum, but the focus is to teach women that you are powerful and you can be independent if that's what you choose to do.
So how does this actually work then? So it's a pretty groundbreaking program. Where do you find young women to support and help, and what is the process that they go through?
They find me, to many of them. So it's really challenging because there is so much out there that needs that focus. But we try and limit it. So we have a list of women waiting to come in. But we are limited to the space that we have. Things like travel and getting them to training and getting them to the corporates where we do the desk massage or wellness days. We also do expos. We have a permanent station at Bloemendaal 360 where we have the Pamper Room, and there customers can come and have services, and then they train and then do the practical hours at the spa. We are also at Freedom Weekend Market in Paul on weekends. And the idea is we start slow. You start with a hand massage when you come for training, because some of these women have never experienced positive touch.
Yeah.
And the first 2 weeks of training is just touch. It's very practical, and we get to know them, and each one has a different challenge. So every time it's so different. People always ask me, so what is your curriculum? How do you do this? Well, we begin with language, because many of them can't speak English or Afrikaans. We have to make sure that they have documentation, that they have a birth certificate, that they're actually registered. So you have that legal part as well. And then if I teach you something and you go home, are you safe where you live? So it's very wide. But the focus of our training is to get them used to positive touch. And then some of them that can't will do crochet or other training. But the idea is teaching them to get used to positive touch and then connecting to people. And that's why we do the desk massage. We do expos like the organic market. And the idea is that you have a one-on-one situation where you get to talk, because they don't talk. It's very difficult for them to communicate in language, but also there's this barrier that they become, isolated. I once asked one of the ladies, why is it so difficult to get you to talk? Why don't you just tell me what you need to survive for the year that you train with us? And she said, if you are silent and you are small and you are invisible, you don't get hurt as often. And our mission is to say, no, find your voice, find a way of getting the information out there and to voice what you need and what you want.
Sure.
Because they have no dreams. The dream is to survive.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking. That's heartbreaking. Just tell us that you've got an event, or you're planning an event, but you just need a little bit of help getting it off the ground. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we are planning a fundraiser, and the fundraiser is to actually purchase a vehicle for the ladies to get to where they need to do. So we're doing a few different things at the moment, but we're planning an event later in the year, close to Women's Day. So we have to confirm that date a little bit later, but the idea is that we are looking for assistance to actually get the event off the ground. So one way would be to buy a table of 10 guests, and participate for people that are able to, help with the funding. So we'll have an event with a buffet at Bloemendal and with live music, as much fun as possible, some drumming. And the theme is Touched by Africa. So the idea would be that you come themed. And we will have some strong African women entertaining us, and an auction. And for an auction, we would need goods to actually auction off. So corporates get involved by giving us, things to auction off. You can make donations. We are doing a fundraiser at the moment where you can spend 200 rand donation and then win a full year's of free massage. If some people can afford to actually come and do an auction, but if you don't have a lot of cash and you want to participate, 200 rand seems more, reachable. And our customers are amazing. They, simply by coming to the pamper room and doing a facial, you've affected eight women, because every part of that treatment is connected to, people collecting herbs from the veld, people making herbal balls. We have ladies doing crochet, which we use in your facial, and you get to take those things home, and then you're automatically part of the service. So by paying for that service, part of that goes towards the product or the project already. And the woman that's touching you is part of the project. So you get to meet them and mingle with them. And I always like the idea of actually seeing, when you want to support something, to actually see what it is about and not just throw money at it. So we try and be very interactive, and if they follow us, a simple follow on social media goes a long way to make people aware of the program. And our corporates book the ladies for desk massage. We come and pamper, especially over winter. People get kind of depressed and unhappy over winter and don't really want to go out. So we go to them, and it's amazing what difference it makes if somebody come and just for a moment give you some tender loving care. Then you have that energy to go on again. But also, it's a way for the girls to connect to people in a non-threatening way, so they get to meet one-on-one, and you ask simple questions: where you're from, what do you do, and they start slowly communicating. And our customers seem to love our ladies because they do an amazing massage, and the one-on-one communication and touching makes a big difference for this woman. And of course, the comments are always, "Oh, you're amazing. Wow, are you sure you're a student?"
It sounds like such a thoughtful program. In that there's an awful lot of initiatives out there, and all hugely valuable. But to recognise that so many people have had negative experiences. Touch by Africa is the page. Ronelle, thank you for your time. Good to have you with us.